This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Carolina. I am from Poland, but I'm currently studying medical engineering in France. I come from a very strong Christian family, and I was always a strong believer. Since the past 3 years, I feel like I am more inclined towards Islam. Recently, I started learning Arabic, reading the glorious Quran, and praying as well. My problem is difficult to explain. On one hand, I have a feeling wherein I want to convert and embrace Islam, whereas on the other hand, I'm really afraid to accept Islam because my family are staunch Christians. I am afraid to convert to Islam because of this. Why do I have such a feeling? Please help. What I would advise and request you to do is that the moment you are convinced that Islam is the true religion, that Islam is the true way of life, then you should embrace Islam as soon as possible. You should not delay as far as embracing Islam is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 185. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul shall have a taste of death. وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. But the final recompense, it will be in the afterlife. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. And whosoever saves himself from the fire of hell and is admitted into the gardens of paradise, فقد فاز. He is the one who will be successful. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. And the life of this world, it is nothing except chattels of deception. We human beings, we will live in this world for a particular time period. No human being knows when he will die. So if an individual is convinced that Islam is a true religion, he should accept Islam as soon as possible. If a person dies in the state of disbelief, if a person dies in the state of shirk, then his abode, it will be hellfire, wherein he will abide forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, and Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 116, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. That if Allah pleases, He may forgive any sin, but the sin of shirk, He will not forgive. The biggest sin in Islam is shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who dies in the state of disbelief, anyone who dies while associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his abode, it will be hell, wherein he will abide forever. So if you are convinced that Islam is the true religion, you should accept Islam as soon as possible. As far as telling your parents that you have embraced Islam, you should look at the situation. You should look at the pros and cons. If you feel that it will be detrimental and the environment at your house, it will be hostile for you if you tell your parents that you have embraced Islam, or if you tell your family members that you have embraced Islam, then it is not a requirement for you to tell. It is not compulsory in Islam that you need to proclaim that you have embraced Islam. If you have embraced Islam, you can keep it as a secret. There is no problem. So if you feel that it will be a problem for you, your family will pressurize you, so in this situation, you can keep it as a secret. And we find that in certain parts of the world, especially in parts of the world like India, when culture plays an important role, when a person embraces Islam, and this usually happens in India, when a Hindu embraces Islam, many a times the family members of this person who has embraced Islam, the parents of this person who has embraced Islam, they may disown this child. They may throw him out of their house. They may trouble him. They may cause him harm. Some may even go to the extent of killing this person who has embraced Islam. So if you feel that your environment is hostile, since your parents, they are staunch Christians, and if you feel that they will not accept that you have embraced Islam, you can keep it as a secret. But naturally, it is better to tell your parents that you have embraced Islam, because practicing Islam, it would be much easier. If you tell your parents that you have embraced Islam, practicing Islam, it would be much easier. And if you tell your parents that you have embraced Islam, it's a great opportunity for you to do da'wah, to talk to them regarding the beauty of Islam. you can do dawah to them as well. And after you embrace Islam, you should be more kind to your parents. You should be more generous to your parents. You should be more grateful to your parents. You should be more respectful to your parents. Your parents should see a marked change in your behavior after you have embraced Islam. And it should make them wonder, why are you behaving in such a nice manner? And then it is a great opportunity for you to talk to them regarding the beauty of Islam. You can tell them regarding the beauty of Islam and that Islam stresses upon being kind to your parents, being respectful to your parents. Just because you have embraced Islam, that does not mean you do not give your parents their due rights. That does not mean that you be unkind to your parents. That does not mean that you disrespect your parents. You should obey your parents in all situations, except when your parents tell you to do something that goes against the glorious Quran or against the authentic teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. And what I would request you is that if you are convinced that Islam is the true religion, you should go to a local Islamic center, an Islamic center that is close to you, or you can go to the nearest masjid and you can recite your shahada, and you should embrace Islam as soon as possible. And practice will come slowly and gradually, but you should not delay embracing Islam as long as you are convinced. Accept Islam as soon as possible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make it easy for you. When a person embraces Islam, all of his previous sins are forgiven. Such a great honor for a person who has embraced Islam. Those people who embrace Islam, they are Muslims by choice. They choose Islam. Many of them, they spend years in reading religions, and they are convinced eventually that Islam, it is the true way of life. Islam, it has the solution to the problems of humanity. That's the reason today Islam, it is the fastest growing religion in the world. Even in the Western countries, majority, many people, they are embracing Islam because they know that Islam has the problems to the solutions of humanity. And once you embrace Islam, you will find peace, tranquility in your life. You will find satisfaction in your life. If you want true peace and tranquility in your life, then come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 19, Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. The only way of life acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. The only deen acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Islam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He makes it easy for you. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He guide you to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to the straight path. And after you have entered into the fold of Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. And I would request the brothers and sisters, those who know this sister, that they should help the sister out. And they should also help her in understanding Islam and knowing more about Islam. And inshallah, it will be easy for the sister to practice Islam. First, you need to embrace Islam, and practice comes slowly and gradually. I hope that answers your question.